Le'ilui nishmas rav kleinimus kamish ben revili melech. Psachim perk tes mishna alf. Misha ya tamei ob derech chaykov lo asa as a rishon. If a person is tamei or he's far away and he doesn't do the Pesach rishon, yases asheni. So he does Pesach sheni. Shagag o nenas v'loy asa as a rishon. If he was b'shoigig, he didn't know it was Pesach or things like that. Or nenas, or let's say lo aleni, he was sick. V'lo asa as a rishon, yases asheni. Same thing. He didn't do it by Pesach rishon. So he does it by Pesach sheni, an ear. Im kein. So if so, if we know that both cases, or all these cases, whether or not you're far away or tamei, and then also shoigig, im kein lama nemar tamei o shayi b'darcha choka. So if so, why does the Torah have to say examples of a person's tamei or he's far away? It's every case where he's in oinus or he does a b'shoigig. So the Mishnah answers she'elu patur me'akaris ve'elu chayavin b'hakaris, that these ones, the first cases, the case of tamei and derech chokah, the ones that are explicitly mentioned in the Torah, those are potter from karis ve'elu chayavin b'karis. But the other ones, if a person, let's say, is just stam, he doesn't bring the carbon pesach because he did it b'shogig, he didn't bring it b'shogig by Pesach Rishon, and then when it comes to the second Pesach, he purposely doesn't bring Pesach Sheni, then he's chayav in karis. What's the difference? So the Rav says that since the ikar karis is written by the regular carbon pesach, by Pesach Rishon, and the Torah goes out of its way to pater a person that's tamei and is derech rechoka from the Pesach Rishon, so it's mashmeh he's sort of off the hook as far as karis is concerned, even if he doesn't bring the Pesach Sheni. However, if a person stam a shogig or an honest, the Rav explains, they really were chayiv in the Pesach Rishon, but they weren't physically able to bring it. They were b'shogig or they were an onus. However, it's still lingering above them. So now that they didn't bring the second Pesach, that lingering Pesach Rishon that was over their head is going to come back and be mechayiv them on karis. And it almost sounds like a drasha the Rav brings when the Torah says, V'ha'ish asher hu tahor v'derech lo hayo v'chado lasas ha-pesach v'nichrisa. So it says, dafka, person that's tahor, and he wasn't far away. Then he gets karis. It's mashma, then all other onsen and shkagos that happen on the first Pesach, except for tamei and derech rechoka, if when it comes to the second Pesach he doesn't do it, he's chayiv karis.